My topic I have chosen following Thanksgiving. Previously, 6 weeks ago, I spoke about Thanksgiving to God in everything. And today, I want to continue with that theme, thanklessness and Thanksgiving. Here in Luke chapter 17, verses 11, 19 that our sister Helen has just read earlier. I want to talk about the story of the 10 lepers. So my first introduction to this topic will be Jesus heals 10 lepers. In this story, we are introduced to what it means to live a life characterized by thanksgiving. Like many of the stories in Luke's Gospel, this one takes place in the midst of a journey by Jesus. As you know, by the time Luke recorded, you know, Luke 17, you know, Jesus was already in his ministry. He was traveling all over the Galilee region. And Jesus, in his ministry, together with his disciples, they are now moving from east to west along the boundary between Samaria and Galilee. Jesus travels were hardly straight line. You know, he didn't say from A to B. He was zigzagging and not travel from cities and between cities and towns and in between villages among villages. And Jesus, as we say, that he wasn't traveling in a straight line from Melbourne to Sydney, Sydney to Brisbane. No, he was zigzagging, you know, from villages to villages because he was in such demand. He was healing and preaching and teaching the people as he goes along from village to village. And there were providential encounters with people along the way. Many, many people heard about Jesus and his, you know, wonderful miracles, his healing and his preaching. And the encounter in this story takes place with the healing of 10 lepers. The miracle contained in this story has a double level of cultural tension between both the main figure is both a leper and between a Samaritan. There were 10 lepers who came to Jesus for healing. And out of the 10, 9 of them were the chosen people of God. Except one who happens to be a Samaritan. As we all know, lepers were physically isolated during Jesus' days. For those of you who have seen story of the Bible, like in the movie Ben-Hur or some other, you know, scriptural movies, that lepers were usually, you know, left out in isolation outside the city wall, away from the main population. These people were isolated because of the dreaded disease of leprosy. And they were isolated from both their home and isolated from everybody else, except they have to live among the lepers themselves. Now, out of these 10 lepers, there was a Samaritan. And you know, in Jesus' days, these Samaritans were disliked by the Jews. Why? Because they were racially half-breeds. And the whole idea of a Samaritan leper receiving God's gracious healing was undoubtedly shocking to many who first heard this story. When they heard this story about Jesus healing a Samaritan leper, they were shocked. Because these people were outside the Jewish community. They were despised. They were, considered as outcast to the Jews. The Jews were very proud of themselves because they considered they were the chosen people of God. So they looked down on the Samaritans, the half-breeds. They despised them. But the story begins with Jesus entering the village and being approached by 10 different lepers. The very fact that they came to Jesus says volume about him. They must have heard before Jesus came into that village on that day. They would have heard the power of his preaching and teaching the people, the power of God's, divine healing on many, many other people, those who were sick, those who were lame, those who were blind, those who were, possessed by the demons, by the devil. Jesus cast them out. Now they heard, these 10 lepers heard about Jesus coming into that village that day. And they knew that Jesus was approachable. No doubt, their hope for divine healing drove them to be extraordinary that day, because they pinned their hope for Jesus to heal them. And in the scripture, that the passage that we have just read, they call up to Jesus from a distance. You see, they were honoring the cultural understanding that particular moment, because they understand that being lepers, they could not mix with those people following Jesus, with the crowd, with the mob on that day. So they shout out before they came to Jesus. I know in the film, they ring a bell to tell people that the lepers were coming. So people would try to avoid and not to meet up with them. So they understood the honoring, the cultural understanding at that moment, that they were not to mix with other ordinary people, people who are considered as whole. You see, in those days of Jesus, even up to today, leprosy is still very contagious. Here in Australia, we live in a healthy and clean society. We don't hear of people having leprosy. But in many countries in Asia, like in India, in Africa, there are still many people who suffer from leprosy. So leprosy at the Jesus' time was highly contagious. And they were meant to live in isolation, as I said earlier. Unless their conditions are clear. And who can clear them? The priest in the synagogue. In our text, we see that the lepers cried out for mercy in a loud voice. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Verse 13 of Luke 17. This is a cry for compassion. A request that Jesus no doubt heard frequently in his mission, in his ministry in Galilee. Above all, they wanted to be healed by Jesus because they have heard Jesus has, you know, performed wonderful miracles in other villages and cities and towns. So Jesus' words in this context are startling. He told them, go show yourself to the priest. Verse 14. For this is what the Mosaic law commanded. You see, in the Mosaic laws, in written in Leviticus chapter 13 and Leviticus chapter 14, talks about people have to go to the priest in order to be clear by the priest if they are being healed. So a person would not or could not go to the priest until he or she had been healed. And in this instance, Jesus told the 10 lepers that they are being healed and they are now clean to go to see the priest. When the lepers turned to do as Jesus had said to them, they were immediately healed. That is what we call divine healing. When the lepers turned to do as Jesus had said to them, they were immediately healed. What an amazing picture of God's grace to those 10 lepers. The healings allowed these men to return back to their home, to all the family members. They can mix with their own community again because they were healed by Jesus. All they need to do is go to the priest and be certified by the priest to say that they are clean. So Jesus commands to these lepers require faith on their part. How could 10 people respond equally in faith, we might ask? Yet they were all cleansed. It was a mass divine healing by Jesus on that day. No doubt, those 10 people, the 10 lepers, many of them would go home and celebrate this wonderful occasion because they are being healed by Jesus on that day when he visited that particular village. Secondly, Jesus hears from one leper. There is one key point to this story that goes beyond the healing. It is the thankful heart of the Samaritan leper. Unlike those 9 Jewish lepers, this Samaritan leper, after he was healed by Jesus, he was seized with an overwhelming sense of gratitude to our Lord Jesus Christ. Although the other lepers were happy and thrilled to be healed by Jesus, none of them did not return to Jesus to offer, "Thank you, Jesus." None. 9 of them were so happy to be healed. All they were doing was to rush to the synagogue to be cleared by the priest. Except for one Samaritan leper. You see, the ceremonial bill of land health could wait. The work of grace that God was doing in his heart was more important to him than the ceremonial need for himself. You see, he did not rush out to see the priest, to be certified and cleansed, and say that he was all right to mix with other people. No. His heart was full of gratitude to Jesus. The ceremonial bill of clean health could wait. As far as this Samaritan leper was concerned, the work of grace that God was doing in his heart was more important to him than the ceremonial need to be cleansed and to be certified by the priest. In verse 15, we hear this Samaritan leper say, "Thanks to God," in a loud voice. He had been loud in his pleading for healing before. You remember the 10 lepers from a distance shouted to Jesus to draw his attention to heal them. And he was one of them who cried out to Jesus for compassion. And now, in his loud voice, he shouted to Jesus, and he wanted to thank him. He was crying out. In the Greek text, it's like a megaphone. You see, the Greek text uses it as a mega voice. It's the way the Greek text pictures his praise to God. What the Greek text is trying to tell us, he shouted with the loudest voice that he could ever shout, wanting to praise God and thank God with a heart of gratitude. The Samaritan leper fell at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. He recognized Jesus as God's healing agent of healing. He returned to Jesus with a heart giving glory to God and thanked Jesus for his divine healing. He recognized God's power at work through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, dearly beloved, that the Samaritan returned to thank Jesus probably indicates that his heart had been changed as well as his body. His body had been cleansed of leprosy by Jesus. He has also received salvation, not only of his physical healing. Indeed, his faith has made him well. Jesus did not imply that salvation comes by having a disposition of gratitude. But he did say that where true faith saving exists, it will be accompanied by a profoundly thankful heart. You see, this Samaritan leper, his heart had been changed. Not only his physical healing of his leprosy. The New Testament is clear that believing people have hearts that praise God, glorify God, and constantly thank God for everything that God has blessed. And in this case, God has healed him. We must learn from the Samaritan leper. Not only we are grateful to God through his Son Jesus who healed him on that day, but his heart was changed. All the ceremonial clearance by the priest can wait. All what he did was to be thankful to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, for healing him. He fell at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Lord, what does Jesus hear from us this morning? The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 1 about people who were idolatrous. He said, for although they knew God, they neither glorify Him as God nor give thanks to Him. Romans 1:21. Grateful people are not only pleasing to God, they are also encouraging to all those around them. They are like lights in the world of darkness. I often say that our church here in 10 Parsons Avenue is like a light shining into the world of darkness around us. Thankful people are different. We find ourselves living in a thankless culture, especially in the world that we live in today. Many people forget to thank other people for doing something kind to them. Many people take things for granted without appreciating the kindness shown to them. We find ourselves living in a thankless society. May the Lord give us thankful hearts that express thanksgiving to God in everything that He has blessed us. Especially small or big blessings from God. We must always be thankful people, just like the Samaritan leper, whose heart was changed that day. Not only his physical body was healed by Jesus, but his heart changed. And what he wanted to do is to come to the feet of our Lord Jesus and to thank Him for doing a marvelous deed that day in that village. All the other 9, even though they received divine healing, they were the Jewish lepers. They were excited. They were happy. All they wanted to do is to rush to the synagogue to be clean, to be, you know, certified by the priest that they were cleansed by Jesus of their leprosy. They forgot one thing. Turn back and thank Jesus for what He did. This is why in that passage, Jesus in verse 17, Jesus asked, were not all 10 lepers cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give that praise to God except this foreigner, this Samaritan, this half-half, this Samaritan who are ostracized by society, by the Jewish society? He was the only one who came back to thank that day for His divine healing. So may the Lord teach us this morning that no matter how big or small, we receive blessings from God. always be grateful, always be thankful to God for His graciousness. His grace, as Paul says, is more than sufficient for all of us. So may the Lord teach us to have a thankful heart like those that Samaritan leper, and also be conscious when God heals us, we must always be thankful to Him in everything that He has richly blessed. Let us pray. Father, we thank You this morning for teaching us a wonderful lesson about the story of the 10 lepers. Even though the Samaritan leper was an outcast in their society, yet he was the only one whose heart was changed, and he came back to Jesus to thank Him before he rushed out to be certified by the priest that he was cleansed by Jesus of his leprosy. Father, we pray that You would always help us to be thankful in everything that You have blessed us in our daily life. Always be thankful and be joyful in whatever our Lord has blessed us. Thank You for teaching us this wonderful story about the 10 leprosy this morning. We praise You, we thank You, and we adore You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.